Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israelis wanted President Trump to be reelected. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand that the polls tell us most Israelis wanted Donald Trump to win. What do you think the reason behind that is?
Jimmy, the relationship between the United States and Israel from the start, from the moment that, in fact, the United States was the first country to recognize Israel on that evening of May 15th, 1948, when President Harry S. Truman signed the letter doing that, has always been profitable in many senses, not only financially, I'm talking about technological advances and security and other aspects, for both countries. It's been a mutual relationship. There have been ups and downs. And I think that Mr. Netanyahu, being on the scene since late 1980s, when he was in the United Nations, the United States, and then at the embassy, and later, of course, various positions as foreign minister and such, has been a huge facilitator of good relationships, and that has reached its peak now under President Trump, a person who's been very, very outspoken on behalf of Israel, and not just saying, well, we'll help Israel, but we'll sign off on the United Nations. We're talking about a president that has done Jerusalem, has done the Golan Heights, has just recently now has done the recognition of a passport, being able to say Jerusalem, Israel, if you want it. Knocking down the Palestine Authority if it doesn't want to stop incitement and continue with terror, and, of course, the Abraham Accords. All this, of course, thrills Israelis. It doesn't mean that they reject anybody else, but you say, who do you want? Well, I prefer this one, President Trump. That's how it goes.
Winky Medad explaining why the Israelis wanted to see the re-election of President Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. I asked Winky Medad to come to my broadcast table to explain why the Israelis wanted the re-election of President Trump. It was so that we could recognize why God brought America into existence, and that was to facilitate the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. America played a major role in bringing the Jews back to the land that God promised to give them. And most recently, President Trump played a key role as it relates to Jerusalem, the Jewish settlements, and the Golan Heights. Thus, the Israelis wanted the re-election of President Trump. You know, God has used President Trump recently. However, he will use whoever is president as well. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...